As a schoolgirl in the San Fernando Valley suburbs, Sumbul Ali Karamali was aware that her Muslim faith and heritage wasn't shared by her peers. But she says it was never a problem back then.
I was the only Muslim that my teachers knew. I was the only Muslim that my friends knew. So naturally, I answered a lot of questions, and I did that from a very young age, so I just kind of took it in stride. I think the Iranian Revolution in 1979 was the first time that many people in America had their first impression of Islam, and unfortunately, it was not a good impression. So it was after that that I got more negative questions.
Still later, after passing the bar, marrying, and some time spent studying Islamic law, she decided to share her answers to many of the common questions she got in print. Her first book, The Muslim Next Door, The Quran, The Media, and That Veil Thing, was published in 2009.
In the media, there really isn't any information about what Muslims believe and what they do and how they go about their lives. And that's what people ask me. What do you do as a Muslim? I wanted to answer those questions. And I also wanted to make it interesting, to contextualize what I was saying by talking about what it was like growing up in Southern California.
Now a Northern California resident, Ali Karamali will talk about her book, her studies, and her personal experiences in a free event Sunday afternoon to be held at Qatari's congregation Ner Shalom. Reb Irwin Keller, who will host the event, says that venue was chosen quite deliberately.
I think it's important right now for people of faith and people of conscience to stand up for each other, for us not to let politicians dictate how Muslims or any other religious group are treated. It's particularly symbolic to do this in a synagogue because people typically think about Muslims and Jews as somehow being enemies. And even though there are some Muslims and some Jews who are engaged in a political struggle that has to do with Israel and Palestine, that doesn't make Muslims and Jews enemies. We share much more than we are different.
But Sumbul notes that commonality is often overlooked when people choose to focus on differences instead, even mistakenly, as in the notion that Islam is oppressive toward women.
Most people who have this idea that American Muslim women are oppressed tend to compare American non-Muslim women with Muslim women overseas. And the more accurate comparison would be to compare American Muslim women with American non-Muslim women. And then you see that American Muslim women are educated, they have income parity with American Muslim men, and they're doing very well.
Overall, Muslims represent as much as 3% of the American population. But within that shared faith lie many differences.
We're just like any other religious group in that some people are more conservative, some people are more liberal. There's a huge variety, just like the huge difference between Pentecostalists and Unitarians, for example. We have the same variety.
And even if some Islamic practices may be unfamiliar to many Americans, Ali Karamali says their underlying values are not.
Muslims grow up with the same kinds of values that other people grow up with. You know, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, don't hurt anyone, be good to your parents, pray and fast. So I think this is what people forget. No matter what our background, we're all American, and we have much more in common than we don't.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.